The Longmont Leader accepts contributions, photos, and op-eds for publication from community members, business leaders, and public officials on local topics. Publication will be at the discretion of the editor, and published opinions do not represent the views of the Longmont Leader or its staff. To submit a contribution, email info@longmontleader.com. By overturning Roe v. Wade, the Supreme Court overturned women's right to keep control over our own bodies. We have already seen the true cruelty of this decision. A 10-year-old rape victim refused an abortion, a woman whose fetus has no chance of survival forced to carry it because her doctor could face life in prison for reducing her suffering. But we are not far from the possibility of having this tragedy reversed. Congress can pass a law enshrining a woman's right to choose. In fact, the House has already passed it, in the form of the Women's Health Protection Act. This law could be passed by a simple majority if 50 senators voted to overturn the filibuster. Currently, two Democratic senators, Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema, have refused. But if Democrats are able to keep a majority in the House and gain two more seats in the Senate, the filibuster will be overturned and a woman's fundamental right to control her own body will be made legal again. In Colorado, Senator Michael Bennett has consistently supported women's right to choose while his opponent, Joe O'Dea, has pushed for restrictions. We need Democrats to win the House and expand the Senate. It's time to get angry and reclaim our rights. Get registered and vote November 8 for Senator Michael Bennett and Representative Joe Neguse. Adele Riff.